Now with three members of the Twin Cedars girls basketball squad, Cheyenne Brunge, Riley Duncan, and Keisha Reed. Ladies, we won't spend too much time on Saturday's game. It was not a fun outing with Ankeny Christian. But what kind of things, I guess, do you learn from games like this? Keisha, I'll start with you. There's not a lot to take from it, but what do you learn in these type of games that you look up the scoreboard and it's like, all right, we're down a pretty substantial amount.
I think we need to focus more, and I learned, like, it happens, but you need to go out and be ready. You can't just walk out and think you're going to lose to a team that's above you.
Yeah, it was definitely an off day, and, you know, that happens with teams, and it just so happened that on this Saturday that it happened to us. We didn't want it to go that way, but that's the way that it ended up. It's really weird playing on a Saturday. I mean, you're not at school all day with your friends. You're not getting on the bus, riding down there, getting pumped up with them. You just got to do what you got to do, and we went out there. But I think what we can take from this is I think every single one of us on our team, we all fought hard. We all worked hard. It wasn't that we weren't trying, and we all care very much. So this is a tough loss for us, but at the same time, well, we're just going to move on and look forward to next week.
You learn, like, yeah, you need to focus more, and then against good teams like that, you try and shoot better, but at the end of the day, it doesn't fall in your favor, and it just, you have to work as a team, and if one person gets off, all of them get off. It's, like, never a good match.
Now, let's not forget, this has been a pretty good season for you ladies. You got it to the championship game again. You're up in the top half of the conference. You're winning games. What's going right for you ladies this year? Cheyenne, I'll start with you.
For most of us, our shots are falling, and our defense is good still. Like, we all push each other to, like, the limit to where we can't run anymore. And we, like, fill in each other. We always, like, have each other's backs no matter what.
One big thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is we're playing out there with 7 or 8 girls, or maybe not even that many, I don't even know at this point. But the ones of us that are out there are the ones that are committed and the ones that are definitely going to give everything that we got. So it just shows how hard that we're working.
I think we focus a lot. And, I mean, like Riley said, there's not very many of us and we're always trying. I think we have a lot of drive. I think that's one big thing.
Now, all three of you are going to play sports on the next level. You know, Riley, I'll start with you. You had a big signing not too long ago. Upper Iowa. Let's remind everybody why you chose Upper Iowa.
Yeah, I chose Upper Iowa for a variety of reasons. One, I really like the softball, the coaching staff. I just like the environment up there. When I first stepped on campus, I just felt like that's where I was supposed to be. And also another thing that intrigued me was the course schedule. It's a little bit different, and so it kind of drew me in. And so a combination of all those things is what made me choose Upper Iowa, and I'm super excited to get up there and start playing softball.
What's your major? I don't know if I ever asked you that.
I'm going to major in elementary education and then hopefully get my coaching endorsement too.
Coach Duncan, I can already see it right now. Keisha, you know, not too long ago, Hawkeye Community College played softball. What put Hawkeye up over everything?
When I walked on campus, it felt like home. A lot of the people there made me feel like welcome, and their program for dental hygiene is one of the best, and their classes are nice.
And I guess Cheyenne's the weirdo of the bunch. She's going to be doing all the running up there. Now, Cheyenne, I thought cross country was not your favorite sport, and here you are going to run cross country at Hawkeye.
Well, it's not my favorite sport. Basketball's my favorite sport, but not a lot of colleges have, like, women's basketball, so my next option was cross country, so I had to go for cross country, really, because I couldn't find one with Hawkeye.
Now, you know, how are they, trying to, get you to, train more, run more? Because you have always said, I've always joked with you at the Knoxville Pine Knolls, it's your favorite course. You just kind of roll your eyes. But how are they getting you to train a little bit more, this coming spring, summer, and on into the fall?
The coach told me that she'd send me, like, a thing on, like, warm-ups to do, but she hasn't sent that to me yet, so I don't really know how that's going to go.
All right, now looking forward to this season. You still got a little bit of the season yet to go. You still got another round with your arch rival on your cancer night. So what are you looking forward to most about this season as you wind it down last 5, 6, 7 games of the season?
I think we're just going to take on this next week with a whole new attitude, just flush everything that we've did, And we have a really big week, especially on Tuesday with the Melcher game. We're super excited for that one, ready to get out there. It's going to be a really competitive game, as everyone knows, so I think it'll be really fun. And then just in the postseason, we're going to work hard in practice, and we want to get further in the postseason. It would be really special to this group of girls that are out there working to, you know, get past that first game at least. And it would just show everyone that the hard work that we've put in is paying off. So we're just looking forward to kind of taking that postseason a little bit further.
We're looking forward to, like, finishing the season out positive, making sure that we have, like, good games and, like, get, yeah, like Riley said, further into the postseason, finish out the season with a good attitude, also with our teammates.
Hopefully we can make it the furthest we have in the postseason. I mean, we have been playing really well, maybe not tonight, but further in, I think we will do good.